Alrighty. I'm just going to set that there and set that there. I guess my starting out just to talk a little bit about like when you started playing, I guess, high school sports.
Well, let's see. At Stanford?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. I guess I was a freshman, yeah. And that would have been either 39 or 40, I'm not sure. I had been. But I was born December 26, 23. And it says 18 when I was 1941. So I was playing ball, in my freshman year at Stanford, which would have been, 15, 16 years old.
How many other players were on the team?
Oh, we didn't have many. We barely had enough for two teams.
Huh.
I got a picture in here. You want to see that before you go?
Well, I take it. I'm
going to keep that picture, though.
Yeah, that's fine. I can take a picture of the picture with my phone there. Right. I may do that.
They got three of us in.
Wow.
And the coach's head is buried. You can see it in the background. And
wow.
He's standing behind us.
Who was your coach?
Loco, no. It was Moco, actually. We called him Loco. It's Moco, M-O-C-O, I guess.
Moco.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's the spelling, but his name was Noe, N-O-E.
Huh.
And he was, we only had one coach.
There were no assistants?
Not that I know of. And he was also the basketball coach.
Really? The football coach was the basketball coach?
Yeah.
Wow.
He didn't know anything about basketball.
Now, how many games did you all play a season?
Oh, God, let me think. Probably nine or eight or nine, somewhere in there. You know, you're talking about somebody that's been a long time ago.
Oh, I know.
Now, we played teams like Somerset and played Lawrenceburg, Springfield, and Highlands had a basketball team. We played them then. And Wayne County, Lancaster. Our team was called the Wildcats.
And you had the same colors as UK, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blue and white.
Yeah. See, I left in 42. I was still in school. I lived in October. Going to service, and I was 18 years old then. And I was still in high school. In fact, I didn't finish it until I came back. So,
huh? Did the school still have a team during the war?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. They still play football.
Yeah, as far as I know, after mm-hmm. I left, I think they did for sure. But. On our team, we had a boy named Carol Traylor. He was our quarterback, football quarterback. He wound up being a doctor. He didn't go into service. He lived in Marshall County. Mm-hmm. Memphis. I think that's where he got his doctorate. It's in Memphis, I believe. And so he went to work in Marshall County. He opened an office there, and he died there. But our team... Well, half the time we didn't have enough shoes. No buses. We traveled with the coaches' car.
Did you? I was reading some history about a lot of from the KHSAA, and they said a lot of teams traveled by train to like the tournaments and stuff.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah, we never. I live it. That's where the train station was. We never got on train. I guess even going to Somerset, the farthest trip we made, I guess, was Somerset probably. Or Springfield, that'd be pretty far too, wouldn't it?
How successful were you?
Not very. We had winning seasons, but we didn't. Teams like Harrodburg were just mauled us.
Mm.
And we had a hard time with Lancaster too. Lancaster was our one team that we played all the time.
What about the uniforms? Did y'all wear the leather helmets?
Yeah, I was comes out right on the head. And you see it in
there. Yeah, yeah.
We didn't have any concussions those days. And I know why. The helmets you got now, they're big and they got a lot of air in them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hit that, that's where your concussion comes from.
Hmm.
I don't think we even had a guy to break his leg, arm, or nothing. I don't remember anybody getting hurt.
Huh.
Except one. And that boy stepped on his arm in Somerset and left.
Huh.
On the ground. He's laying there. And he walks over and just pushes. He's laying there like that. And the guy stepped on his and broke his arm.
Hmm.
Somerset's a nice team.
Somerset's always had a good team, I guess, haven't they?
Dury.
Oh, really?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Harrisburg and Somerset.
It's interesting, you know, to see the traditions have continued on because, I mean, like Somerset now is still very, very good. Harrods in Mercer County is still pretty decent.
Yeah, they're all good. And they were good then. And I forgot who all we played, but they were probably better than anybody.
Huh.
Harrisburg and Somerset.
Wow.
But we finally had a bus, I think, to go on one last year I was there. I think we traveled by a school bus.
Hmm.
The gym, the basketball gym is in the school. It's still there. It's down in the basement. I don't know what that is building now. Might be an administration building. I don't know. You know where the railroad used to be?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or is that street that goes down in and the school, I think, is I believe it's an independent school now or something, but I'm trying to think about what I had to tell you where it was. It's still there. Football field was behind it. That's just my grandson played on. Same field I played on.
Now when you see football now,
yeah,
compared to what it was like then, what goes through your mind?
Oh,
I guess it's a lot different.
Yeah, the game is not much different, but any different than it. It's not as good as it is now. Of course, you got more coaches.
Yeah.
And you got better players. I mean, we had some pretty decent players, but they're nothing like they are now.
Now, were the goalposts at the front of the end zone instead of at the rear of the end zone like it is now?
No, they were just like here and here, like that. This is field. Say this is field. They were at the end.
I guess the rules are a little bit different now, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't remember very much about rules, but I know in the basketball, you know, the women that played the half court in the days, and the basketball games are different now. You had jump ball all the time. Every time you scored, you jump ball. That is, yeah. We played Somerset, and I was a high point man, 11 points. The score was 17.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's something. Do you remember anything about a state championship team in 1910 with Stanford football?
No, I've heard about it, but I don't know. I don't even know if anybody had it. If there's any pictures of that team, it would be in the library.
In the Lincoln County Library?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And because I know I went over to the library and looked up 1940 and 41 paper newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
Found some stories in there about us when we played Somerset, and they got films on it, of course. I think you can get videos of them, but I don't. You know, it's hard to remember. Well, I just remember a few games.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the Somerset game, and I remember Harrisburg. Harrisburg, and I had two boys named Black. But they were right out of farm school.
Huh.
And they were mean. They were, they'd hurt you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Then Danville at that time had Dopey Phillips and Zeke Dexter. And God, Dopey went and played high school here and then went to play for Cleveland Browns. And we didn't have what you call a good, solid football team. I think the biggest boy we had on the morning, Gooch, he weighed about 220, 230. That's it.
Hmm.
The basketball team, we had a boy named Adams, Jim. He was a center, and he was about like 6'2", 3". And I played guard.
Hmm. Did you have 11 players on the football team?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, I think the only school that didn't have was Bergen.
Okay.
I think Bergen had a 6-man team.
What position did you play on football?
I started out in the line, and then I went to defensive back and offensive back.
Did y'all play both ways?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the – how many points were usually scored in a game?
Six. I guess 14 is most points.
Really?
Yeah.
So low scoring. So you didn't have that many touchdowns?
No.
Was it just a defensive battle?
Yeah.
Huh.
And I guess the good teams, of course, beat us pretty bad. But I think we beat Springfield like 20 to nothing, something like that. But it wasn't scored like you are now. And we had good passing zones and everything else, and the running backs, but not like as you see now.
Yeah.
So I think one time we didn't have enough boys to dress out.
What were the uniforms like?
Oh, God. It was whatever you got your hands on.
Did you have to pay for your own?
No, you didn't. You got the uniform, but they were old and ragged looking. And you can see them in there in a picture I got. Most of them had taped up legs or taped up pads on them. Uh-huh. But I don't remember anybody on our team getting hurt where they couldn't play the next game.
Hmm.
And they played just as hard as anybody. But nowadays, you see them when they hit, you can hear them up in the grandstands.
Yeah.
But I think, and I've always thought that the concussions come from the helmets because they're like boxing. You box them with big, heavy gloves, that gives you a concussion a lot worse than the 6-ounce, 8-ounce gloves.
Huh.
Because they're smaller. But the bigger they are, the more cushion you get. The same way with helmets. You got all that stuff, helmets, loose airs inside. Mm-hmm. You hit that and that's...
Mm.
But if you got no helmet we had, it's like hitting that wall. It'd knock you out, but you didn't have any cushions. And I don't remember anybody getting hurt where they couldn't play.
Huh.
And those 3 years I was playing. But... I'm sure they did, but...
Looking at just through this, John sent me some questions to ask. I'm going to be interviewing Bill Edlidi a little bit later on today, I'm just kind of going through here to see if there was anything that he wanted me to ask you about as well. I don't... do you know about... Did Stanford have the only football team ever in the county?
I'm going to think a minute. Yeah, that's it. I think they were the only one in the county. We played basketball. All the teams had basketball now. Highlands, I thought, was one of the better teams, basketball. And played outdoors.
Really?
Yeah, didn't have into them. They had a boy on there that could hit about 65% of his shots.
Hmm.
Anyway, he's indoors.
What was his name?
God, I don't know. Yeah. They had two kids up at the cross side, and I had to guard one of them. Hell, I had no idea which way he was going.
So they didn't play in gyms for a while.
No, wow.
Played outdoors.
But they were dead, and when they played indoors, they could hit the every shot that threw up there. And that's one boy. The fact is, he was Lexington Herald sports writer, came down there and talking to him. I did an interview with him and asked him. I think he hit about 65% of his shots outdoors. And they asked him how good it was. When he got indoors, he was better. And they asked him how come he could hit so good. And he said, well, indoors, you don't have to allow for the wind. And he meant it. That's exactly
true.
Wow,
that is something else.
Yeah, now, those are the teams we played. Well, they had gymnasiums. But most of them had a big stove right near the basket. And if you went straight in, you were burnt.
Really?
Yeah. Now, Casey County, for instance, was one of them. Liberty. And everybody. And then Mount Vernon, I don't know whether they still got the same floor or not. but it didn't have anything under it. It'd go down like this. You could run and the ball, and it just stopped. It hit that floor and just sent. So what we did, at halftime, they were beating the pee out of us, and at halftime we decided we wasn't going to do any dribbling. So what we did, we got the ball off the rebound, we started passing it. And we go down the floor, and nobody ever had a chance to dribble, and we won.
Wow.
And I think they wouldn't let us out of the gym that night, I remember that. Guy had a gun on him,
And I remember reading there was a game at the Lincoln High School, the black school, where they played bait, and apparently there was the officials had their clothes thrown on the floor or something, because it was a big ruckus that happened.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I practiced with the black teams. I wonder where I practiced, in boxing, with them, learn how to box. And up on Maxwell Street, I was the only white kid on Maxwell Street in the boxing ring.
Oh.
And I go up there, and they respected me, because I was pretty good. And the fact is, I was a fleet champion in the service. But if we'd had those black kids playing with us, there wouldn't have been a team in the state that could beat us. They were that good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we can go over on a Sunday and play against them. And they just beat the piss out of it.
Wow, that's something. Yeah. And then, and this is a few years after you played, obviously, but in the 60s, you know, Stanford apparently wanted to quit football because they were terrible. And then they integrated with Lincoln High, and then they were almost unstoppable.
Yeah. Yeah, the Stanford itself, like I said, there were times where we practiced, we wouldn't have enough boys to make a team. And then finally we started getting more boys, but you're talking about kids that are 5'5" and 115, 20 pounds.
Oh, gosh. It's about like what I was when I was in high school.
I was the biggest one of the biggest boys they had, and I was about like I am now. And then we had one other that was about 6'3", Adams. That's it in basketball.
Did you all play on Friday nights?
I think so. Yeah, we played. I think that's the only night we played was Friday night. Yeah,
in under the lights.
No, we didn't have football on the lights. It was just basketball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to think now. On Jesmond County, you go up. It's a school up there on the highway now. What the God is the name? They just rebuilt it. You know where 34 is? The next
Camp Dick.
Camp Dick.
Yeah.
We played them all the time, and they had a high school team. And Lincoln County had about three or four high school teams. Then we played Liberty. And of course, Gary County. It was Lancaster. It wasn't Gary, it was Lancaster.
Yeah. And you're talking about basketball, right?
We played them in football, too, if they had a team, which Lancaster did. But they called them the Dragons, the Green Dragons. They were pretty good.
They went from the Green Dragons to the Golden Lions, huh?
Yeah, we were always the Wildcats as long as I was there.
What about fans? Did fans come to the games?
Yeah, we had quite a good bunch of fans in there, basketball and football. But the gym was in the basement, kind of like a basement. It was below the first floor. But it was a good gym. Basketball game. And they had the seats, of course, on the side, but didn't have any on the ends. And it's still the same thing right now, I think. And that's the elementary. It used to be elementary school, I guess.
Yeah.
And I think now it's the main office.
Right, the Board of Education.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's bigger. because I they had a guys bring their ponies. They had a pony to ride to school, and behind the school where the football field was, they had a little place where the ponies would put. They'd stay at it, like a barn. Actually, we called it a hovel. It was an open front. And Joe T. Emery was a principal for God knows how long, but all the time I was there, and I think long after.
I guess he's passed away since then,
hasn't
he?
Yeah. You know, I think I'm the only one left of the football team.
Wow.
Some of them got killed in service. And,
yeah. What were the war years like? You know, like in World War II? I mean, what did that do to high school sports?
I don't know. Being here, I don't have any idea, you know, what it did, really, to tell you the truth. Because most of our guys did. Just about all my team was in the service one. And one of them got killed trying to save somebody.
Wow.
He had fallen off of LST and in the water, and he tried to get him up and get in, fell in, and he drowned. Boy named Harris, and I think his brother or uncle still works over at Stanford Courthouse over there. And I was in Guadalcanal, and I get a message from the drive board that's going to put me in jail because I didn't report for the drive board. Had my lieutenant go send them a message that if they warned me, they could come and get me. And I was in Guadalcanal. Been there for 3 years, 3 months.
So how many years did you play before you joined the service? Or
let's see, about almost 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I come out of Berea and tell you what kind of teams they had. I made the first team right off the bat. And I was first team for basketball. And I played guard and basketball and defensive back and offensive back and football. And I played at one time, I played tackle. I weighed 160. Because we didn't have we had one boy named Porky Vanover. He was about 180, 190 pounds, but most of it was fat.
Is that why they call him Porky?
Yeah. And I think all of them, George Swope, was going in Stanford, where the hotel is there, and you can go in there. There's a farm across from there.
Yeah.
That was George's place.
Yeah, I live on Foster Lane.
All right. George was a running back. He should have been a lineman. But one day, I forget what game it was we were playing. He's either Lawrenceburg or Springfield or one of the two. And he hit this guy so damn hard, it turned his helmet all the way around. Now, this is George, and he couldn't see out of it, see? He turned all the way around.
Wow.
And he thought he was blind. He was hollering and screaming. He was raising the hell because he couldn't see. Yeah. Now, George died about two or three years ago. In fact, there's one just recently died, played on the second team, born in Turpin. He just died about 4 months ago. He lived up in Ohio, Akron. And Bobby and I used to fly a lot. We'd race airplanes back in the 40s, 50s.
Go ahead and stop that one so I don't use up too much space. So.
But I don't know a lot about the scores and things. I just know we got beaten. If we played Lancaster three times, we'd lose twice, at least. I think we beat them once when they had a free-for-all.
Now, I know that they, some history of, they used to play for like a little brown jug.
A little green jug, I think it was.
Was it safe to say there was a rivalry between Stanford and Lancaster?
Yeah, big one. Fist fights, everything.
Wow.
I don't think there's ever a game we didn't have a fight. And even not only with the football players, with the grandstand, people in the grandstand.
Were the police had to be called?
They wouldn't dare come to the game.
Oh, the police did come? Because I know now, like at the school, the high school games, you've got, you know, you like the security there and stuff like that.
We didn't have that.
Well, I tell you what, we talked a lot. That's really all the questions that I had. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Or
of course, my son played over there. He played for Danville,
mm-hmm.
and he made all state center.
Now, when did he play?
He played, he was in college at, he was played in the 70s.
Okay.
In fact, he's on the wall over there, I see here.
Okay.
He was all state. I think it was 77, Nixon Harrell.
Yeah, 77. Oh, yeah.
He was named the offensive
air
leader.
Oh, wow. Huh.
That was him up there.
Okay.
Yeah, we started all this
race in
business
'82. Okay. All righty. Well, I tell you what I'd like to do now. Let me stop.